Hello, friends. This is the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Bellevue, Washington, on the outskirts of Seattle in North America on 1150 AM. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. We will have only the best psychics and astrologers and UFO people in the world on our program, and I guarantee it will be the most interesting radio program you've ever listened to, as you will hear information here that you will simply not hear elsewhere. Today is no exception. We will have an truly out-of-this-world program with Emma Louise Hansen coming direct to us from Trondheim, Norway. Emma is a contactee of the Andromeda Galaxy, and she has said that she will be bringing an Andromeda extraterrestrial on the radio show tonight for a historic first. And if you have any questions of Emma, please feel free to call us later at the bottom of the hour. Our phone number here in the studio is area code 425-373-5527. The following hour, we'll have Robert Perella, who has had direct face-to-face contact with extraterrestrials in the past. He's an amazing man, and he'll be on for the second hour beginning at 3 o'clock. We are Out of This World Radio is the fastest-growing psychic and metaphysical and UFO radio program in the world, and now we have listeners in over 60 different countries on all the world's continents, and we are also among the top-rated talk shows in Seattle. The purpose of my program is to raise human consciousness to make this world a better place to live, and I know with everyone's help we can make this planet a better place. Before I introduce my guest, I just want to thank everyone in Switzerland, Japan, the United States, and Canada, and Norway who've donated to the radio program. If you'd like to donate, make a donation. Our website is www.outofthisworld1150.com, and there's a little donate button up in the upper right-hand corner. I wanted to tell you, too, that I will be at East West Books tomorrow here in Seattle, for those of you in the Seattle area, giving psychic readings and also passing on information about our Galactic Wisdom Conference. From November 21st to the 23rd next month, I will be hosting a Galactic Wisdom Conference at Fort Worden State Park in Port Townsend. It will include some of the most famous and interesting people in the UFO and psychic field, including Scott Lemriel, a UFO contactee who's had face-to-face contact with ETs for the last 52 years, Dr. Susan Shumsky, a famous New York spiritualist, Phoenix Red Hawk, a Long Island, New York healer and animal communicator, Teresa Carroll, a well-known and accomplished Seattle psychic, Michiko Hayashi from Tokyo with the Emoto Peace Project, Tricia McCannon, a well-known psychic and UFO contactee, Gordana Burnett, a famous Swedish spiritualist, and Robert Perella, who will be on my program here today at 3 o'clock. For more information, please go to our website for the conference at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. You can always listen to the show live today at www.1150kknw.com. And after the show, you can also always listen at www.outofthisworld1150.com by going to the bottom of the page and clicking on one of our guests for the audio. Before we begin, I would also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing moral support, and without whose friendship and help this program would not have been possible. My dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College. My dear friend Heidi in Switzerland, who's been giving moral support and helping to arrange appearances by famous UFO and psychic researchers in Europe, including Eric von Doniggen, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer, Eric Ryder, and my station manager, Eric Krema, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. We have on the line today Karen Winterlin to start off things. Karen, are you there?
I am.
Okay.
Hi, Chad.
Hi, Karen. So good to have you on today, Karen. I wanted to tell my many listeners around the world that if you haven't been having a hard week, there's a reason for that. And Karen is one of the best tarot readers and the best astrologists that I know of. And I wanted to have her on for a few minutes today to explain what Mercury retrograde is all about and why it may be affecting things the way it is. With that introduction, Karen, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and what's going on astrologically nowadays?
Sure. Well, so this particular Mercury retrograde, which all the Mercury retrograde does, is kind of upset the apple cart with our ability to communicate as clearly as we would like to. The planet Mercury looks like it's going backwards in the sky. If you could actually see it at night, which we can't do here in Seattle right now. Mm-hmm. But right now, this particular Mercury retrograde is a little bit on steroids because it is also associated with the eclipse cycle. And so the eclipse cycle talks about what we need to change in our lives and how we're going to go about doing that. And Mercury retrograde puts all kinds of things in the way of allowing that to happen. Communication gets all crazy, and equipment seems to break down. I myself spent some lovely time yesterday with my tech guru who uncovered a whole bunch of craziness on my own personal computer. And so I expect some of your listeners are also having that same sort of experience. So any kind of work that, you know, research everything that you might need to do with your vehicles and with your any kind of equipment that you have. And maybe in a week or two, then go out and buy it, or then go out and do the work, unless it's an absolute emergency. Mm-hmm. But Mercury retrograde is great for researching it.
Hmm.
The eclipse that we've got going on right now is so much about transformation and healing and getting rid of what no longer serves you. So to use this really powerful next week as a period of time when you look at your life very objectively, you know, it's like, why don't I have what I want, and what will it take to make that happen?
Hmm.
How do I need to become even more healthy, even more loving, even more caring, even more connecting? What are the values that I want to bring forward in my life? And using the kind of potent energy of the Mercury, as it's right now as we talk, it is kind of sitting still in the sky at its most powerful point. Mm-hmm. It's called the station. Mm-hmm. When it's just solid. It's not going anywhere. It's not going forward or backwards. So the last 3 weeks, it's been retrograde. Today and tomorrow, it is just in the same place in the sky. So a great time for all that deep internal work that you would want to do that process of discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Of how can I let go of the things that I no longer want? Mm-hmm. What's keeping me holding on to stuff that isn't allowing me to show what my values truly are, who I am now?
What good advice, Karen, because I tell you, I had a series of things happen during Mercury retrograde in the last 10 days to 2 weeks where I'd miss phone calls, wouldn't get emails. I'd send an email, wasn't received. A friend of mine was on a long trip. His transmission blows up out of the blue. It's never happened to him.
So, oh, yeah.
And I was told about Mercury retrograde, and then it hit to me because another friend of mine said it would be poor communications, missed calls, a lot of mechanical things would break down.
Yep.
And so...
Yeah. And you and I even, it's like, I was on vacation, you called me, I said, oh yeah, calling right when I get back, and I forgot, you know, and that's a perfect Mercury retrograde, you know, it's like, I intend to, I thought I did, but I really didn't, you know,
right.
And so if you have a business that people are coming to you on an appointment basis, just phone them up a day ahead of time and confirm that, or 2 days ahead. Just confirming you have an appointment next week at such and such so that you get that contact with them that is the reminder. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that is this week, not next week, because you'll have some of that, too. I had a client this week who called me, and their appointment isn't until November. But they had written down, you know, October 19th, and really the appointment was November 19th.
Oh, my
goodness.
Well,
it worked out fine, but that's a Mercury retrograde for you. It's okay. Just little snafus in our communications. And even when they're in writing, and even when they're double-checked, they still have a way of blowing up anyway.
Yeah.
But Mercury retrograde happens 3 times a year.
Okay.
Every year.
Okay.
And so it will start up again in January.
Okay.
And we'll chat towards the beginning of that to give everybody a heads up.
Okay, good.
So
they can take cover. And Karen, I think you're a wonderful tarot reader and a wonderful astrologist. If people want a tarot reading or an astrology chart, how do they get a hold of you or like to give that
out? Thank you. Yeah, my email address is Karen@SeattleAstrologer.com.
Okay.
And or show up here at East West Bookshop any Friday, and I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Karen, thank you so much for coming on the air, and I hope you have a wonderful Mercury retrograde day.
Oh, thank you so much, Ted. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Blessed be there. Bye.
Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye-bye. Well, friends, that was Karen Winterland, a wonderful tarot reader and astrologist. And soon, in a few minutes, we'll be going to Emma Louise Hansen. I met Emma in Norway at the UFO conference in Bergen, Norway. She's an amazing lady. She's in the middle of writing a book about her experiences with the Andromeda Galaxy. She has an important, very, very important message to give humanity. She sent me earlier her some of the messages which she's been given directly by the Andromedans. She's also will be bringing on an Andromeda, a member of the Andromeda Galaxy, on today's program. I've talked about this before in my other shows, but for those who are just tuning in, there are two main groups who visit this this planet Earth. One's called the Galactic Alliance, and the other is a group of reptilians. The Galactic Alliance is a group of 435 million planets, all benevolent, all highly spiritually evolved, mostly human, not all, but mostly human. And the Andromeda Galaxy is part of that alliance. They're very, very advanced humans. Emma's been in contact with them. So we need to get Emma here on the line in a few minutes. I also wanted to tell you, too, that when I was in Norway, I don't remember whether I told you this before or not, but there were people there I met at this UFO conference who had 24, 25, and 26, 28 teeth. Now, normally, if you talk to a dentist, most people on this planet have 32, I think 32 or 34 teeth. And so it's very unusual to find people with less teeth, fewer teeth. And from what I was told at the conference, that people with fewer teeth are actually from another planet. They're Nordics who've come here, emigrated to this planet, and they like Norway. Hence, they're called the 24-teeth Norwegians. And I met several people while I was there at the conference. And at some future time, I will have them on. We're still waiting to get Emma in Norway on the air here, but her vision started back in 2006. She was a mother of two living in a regular-sized apartment, and she already had a 4-year-old daughter and was just giving birth to their second child, a son. And when she started to relax one day, she had a vision of she was contacted by these ETs from Andromeda. And they said, listen to us, we're coming to you with a message. And during this time, she was taken on a visual journey, like a movie or to a different place, into the future. And when she went into the future, she saw that, I'd rather have her read it, but since we're still waiting to get her on the air, I'll start reading it here. She was standing in her home in an area that was once her house. Everything is gone. There's no more cars, no more houses, no more lampposts, no more mailboxes. All earthly goods have crumbled away. The only things that they have is a vision of a new world, and she's not sure of the time But my sense is that it could be 20, 30 years into the future. This is part of the new Earth civilization that's that will be developing in the future. She's visited by several beings. They are slim, tall, about 5 or 6 meters, 16 to 19 feet tall, and are wearing long capes. The capes are made with pure, strong, clear colors. They're very benevolent, and she's in the middle of a new city, actually. It's still in Norway, but it's not the same kind of city that she's living in now. There are buildings. They're skyscrapers, but they're made of light, actually. And it's a very different kind of world. There's a series of beautiful white domes where people live. They communicate telepathically, and she's got glimpses into the future of what the future looks like for humanity on this planet. And as I said, she has she will be having a extraterrestrial on board today. We're still waiting to get her there in Norway. I just spoke to her a few minutes ago. In the meantime, I thought I'd tell you a little bit about the conference. It was a wonderful time in Norway. I'm still getting over the jet lag now. it's something to fly over there and then come back. I wanted to check with my sound engineer. Okay, we have Emma on the line. Emma, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Hello? Emma, great. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I fall off sometimes, but I think we'll manage.
Okay, good, Emma. Good, Emma. I told my I told my many listeners about a little bit about you, and I have your vision and the messages that you were given from your Andromeda friends. Is your Andromeda friend with you there today?
Yes, they are here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to thank them so much for coming on and for being part of the program today. The purpose of my radio show, of course, is to raise consciousness in a really good, benevolent way, because I think that the future of humanity is very, very bright, and certainly the work that you're doing, Emma, is all part of that. Could you tell us a little bit about how you got contacted by them and how you got started in this area?
How I got contacted by them?
Yes, the Andromedans.
Uh-huh. Well, it's been a long journey, to be honest, because they contacted me when I was quite young, right before my teenagers. Mm-hmm. But I really didn't take it seriously. You know, I was thinking this is my fantasy, and I was getting into my teenager, and I really just wanted to be a normal teenager and not mm-hmm. like a freak, like I felt that I was. So
you wanted
it took
to be
me a couple of years.
Sure, you wanted to be more normal, like with everyone else.
Yeah, I wanted to be normal because I was thinking this is just my fantasy. Mm-hmm. So it took me a couple of years to really understand and actually daring to believe that this is not a fantasy. So it was between my 20s and my 30s that I really understood that this is something more than only fantasy, because I'm a very, you know, I'm a bright woman. I'm living a normal life. I'm not crazy in any way or anything. I have a normal way of thinking, and there's nothing, you know, nothing special about me. But these things are actually happening to me,
sure.
And it's not like I'm walking around with voices in my head all the time and acting crazy and completely out of my mind or anything. So I had to I had to start taking it seriously. So I started to take all the puzzles and put it together, and the more I think together, the more I see the whole picture.
Wonderful. Well, we certainly don't think you're crazy, Emma, and that's why I wanted to have you on today with your friends. Well, you sent me earlier a vision, the messages that they'd given you for a very different and beautiful future for humanity. Could you describe what they showed you in their future vision for humanity on this planet?
Yeah. I lost you for a little minute there, but
okay.
I have you on the right now again.
Okay, all righty. We're on the line with Emma Louise Hansen in Trondheim, Norway, by Skype, and sometimes the connections, we lose you. But anyway, it sounds pretty good. But you described in your vision a wonderful new future for humanity. Could you tell us a little bit about what you saw, please?
Yeah. The future I saw, and this is, of course, the future that I actually believe in and think is real. I don't, everyone has to make up their own mind.
Sure.
This is my truth.
Mm-hmm.
But what I saw was an Earth that is kind of like a paradise. It's where everyone is living in completely balanced with each other, communicating telepathically.
Nice.
Doing what they love to do, you know. They are not forced to go up to a job every morning and make money to live and not be able to see the children and have time for family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
They actually create what they need out of thin air, out of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And the houses I saw were not big houses, but enough for us to live in, you know, and they were white and almost like marble and really bright colors all over the place. And we were living in peace and harmony with nature and with each other and animals. And we can create out of, we are like made of this etheric energy. And we actually use this energy to create what we want to create.
Mm-hmm.
And since there are no competition and no hate and no suffering and things like that, we only create from heart. We don't create from an ego mindset.
Mm.
I experienced this stand in the top of a waterfall, and I was jumping down the waterfall, and the water was colored with rainbow color. And when I was jumping down the water, I came up as a dolphin. So you can actually create yourself to whatever shape or color or, what your fantasy lets you create yourself.
Wonderful. Well, I'm sure you know the work of late Dr. Masaru Emoto from Tokyo, Japan. Who did some wonderful, wonderful work, and he passed away recently. But we will be having Machiko Hayashi, his wonderful assistant, who's now the head of the Emoto Peace Project, coming to the Galactic Wisdom Conference next month in Port Townsend, Washington, for people who would like to come. And but I think Dr. Moto's message, of course, he had a wonderful message, and you do too, in that when you send out love and light, you get back love and light, and we can all play a part in making this world a far better place than it is now. We don't have to have the conflict. We don't need the wars. We don't need the hate. We don't need the pain. We don't need the suffering anymore. I'm sick of it, frankly. And that's why I started this show, to make the world a better place. And having you on today is really, really good, because you're showing people that there are alternatives to the future, that we do have a very bright future, which I'm very optimistic for the future. One thing you told me earlier when we were speaking on the phone off air, Emma, was that for things that this year especially, that things that are true will become truer, and those that are negative will crumble and fall apart. Could you tell us a little bit about that from the perspective of you and your friends from Andromeda about that?
Yes. I love to talk about that, because that's the best part of all, I think.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Wonderful.
Because it has taken me quite a time to really understand the vision I had in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the part about where I'm waking up and see that everything that belonged to the old Earth was actually crumbled away.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
And I had this wonderful conversation with a friend of mine in Morocco this week. And during our conversation, it just hit me that, oh my God, this is what's happening right now. Because everything that we do in this minute that is not of the highest, purest light of love, it will actually crumble away. we will not be able to create out of ego anymore. None of us. So everything that we try to force against the better will of all will actually just crumble away. And I'm not saying it will happen overnight, but I think that I can say that if you are following the media, and I'm not, I wouldn't do it, but if you are, I think that we will actually see more and more positive stuff in the media in the future.
Well, I
not a future long ahead, but in the near future.
Wonderful. I just wanted to footnote what you're saying, Emma. And I do want you to continue, but I just, as you were talking about the highest, purest form of light and love for the planet, this entire studio has gotten much, much lighter. I can see the white light all around me. It's very beautiful, actually. And the sky here in Seattle in the United States is gray, but it's gotten noticeably lighter as you've been speaking. So you're definitely having an effect, a good effect today, and I just want to thank you so much for that. But please continue. I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, I want to have you on a regular basis. And for those who are just tuning in, this is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here at 1150 a.m. in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. We're talking today with Emma Louise Hansen, and she has she's in Trondheim, Norway, with her friends from the Andromeda Galaxy. And we're very happy to have her on. If anyone would like to ask any questions of Emma, would you like to? I can give out the phone number if you'd like to. Would you like to take some questions if people have questions, Emma?
Yeah, of course. Okay. You can just ask me anything. People can add me to Facebook or to Skype or whatever. I'm happy to answer whatever I can.
All righty. Well, would you mind giving out your email, because maybe perhaps people could also contact you that way too?
Yeah. It's Emma.
A with the circle around it, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I know what that is. Sure.
And it's like Emma with an S behind it. Emma Verden. It's actually the Norwegian word for world. So it's like Emma's world, but it's Emma Verden.
Okay.
.no.
Okay. For my friends in the United States who don't speak Norwegian, how would you spell that? It's E-M-M-A at E-M-M-A and then V-E-R-D-E-N-S. Is that right?
Yes, correctly.
Okay. .com. Okay. E-M-M-A.
.no.
Okay. ..
Yeah. E-M-M-A at E-M-M-A-S-V-E-D-E-N.
Okay.
.no.
.no. Okay. E-M-M-A.
It's actually easier to add me on Facebook, I think, because that's just Emma Louisa.
All right. Yeah. And our studio number here, in case anybody has any questions of Emma or her Andromeda friends, is area code 425-373-5527. Or if you're within Western Washington in the Seattle area, the toll-free number here is 1-888-298-5569. Emma, I know your friends have given you many messages, and I'd love to have you share some more of that to our many listeners around the world. They talked about what will become, you know, light and love becoming even truer. Would you mind if you could share some more messages from your friends too?
Yeah, I would love to share a message they have to all of us. It's actually from a very wise man from Andromeda, and he's called Orel.
Right.
He's saying this to us, to all of us.
All right.
He's greeting us and saying, "Dear friends of Earth, the Force has and will always be a part of you. It is an inexhaustible source in you, connecting you with the universe, with all. You don't need to find it or remember it. You need to give yourself the gift of confidence to use it. And when you are in your own confidence, you are in love with life itself, and you will naturally radiate love. because you are love. Love is the energy of pure creation. Hmm. So look at your footsteps, dear friends, and imagine them as heart prints. Everywhere you go, you should leave footprints of love. And then, my friends, magic will reveal itself, because magic is pure. It is made of love, and you are pure love. Dwell not in the past. Run not into the future. Play harmonious in balance and joy in the now. Eileia, Eileia. And that is the language of light from Andromeda, and it means you are covered with love.
Well, once again, this studio has even become lighter again. There's white light everywhere, and that's very beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
That's the light from everyone.
Wonderful. Have they also talked about what might be happening in the near future? Did they say about will wars end on this planet? I mean, we've had a history of hundreds of years of conflict, especially. During the last century, there was World War I, World War II, the Korean War in the United States, the Vietnam War. Then we had the Gulf Wars. I mean, it's war after war after war after war.
And you know, there's this thing about fear, and we need to be reminded of this. And that is that when you give the illusion attention and concern and thought, you empower them with your energy. Hmm. So. I don't want to give any energy or empower those things anymore, and they will be, they will leave this planet for good. That's for sure. And to be honest, when I'm looking to the Middle West at the moment and looking at Israel, I think that this is the last point. There's things happening now, and there's things happening in China. There's what shall I say, hidden light workers that have just woken up and are doing works inside of the Chinese, what you say in English, cartel.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
right.
I think you say cartel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it has to do with the Red Dragon family. And there are actually two forces of the Red Dragons. It's the one that have been manipulated, and it's the pure one that's coming with their new energy.
Wonderful.
Actually with a golden energy into Earth right now.
Wonderful.
So many, many things are happening.
Wonderful.
Behind the scenes.
We do have a caller, a contactee and representative of the Galactic Alliance calling, Scott Lemuriel from Los Angeles. Scott, are you there?
I happen to be here.
Well.
Hello.
Hello, Emma.
Hello.
I wanted to wish you well. I'm so delighted you agreed to come on Ted's program, and I wanted to continue to encourage you to finish your book and get it out there.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't hear so much, but I can feel you. I can feel you, Scott.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
I wanted to encourage you and your friend who I met with the 25T to do it. To come forward and tell her story at some point, too.
Yes. I will tell her that. I will.
Okay. And I wanted to wish you great, great, good, uplifting, transforming experiences in the days, weeks, and next few months and next few years.
Scott, for a little bit of background for my listeners, you've had face-to-face contact with the Galactic Alliance for 52 years. And we're all on the same page, I think. Certainly, you're doing your light work. Emma's doing your light work. I'm doing my light work. And would you like to add anything to what Emma has already said, Scott?
Just that the Say rays, very tall rays, she mentioned she met several very tall beings in the future.
Correct.
Really helped sponsor and bring into existence human beings on many worlds. And many other types of beings and animals and plants long ago in galactic history,
mm-hmm.
Including in the Andromeda Galaxy and our Milky Way Galaxy and many others. Mm-hmm. So that may be of some value for some people when they try to tune in to who these beings are and where they're coming from, because the Seres themselves are so evolved, they don't normally announce themselves openly, but mm-hmm. they do help people in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's wonderful, Scott. And I think I'm getting the message that your friends are also listening to this program as well today?
Yeah, Ambassador Terrellian. Yeah, he's the Sayre's ambassador.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we have a lot of people, a lot of friends from high places listening to the show. Emma, you had, are you still there, Emma?
Yes, I am.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. You've written so much in your statement from your Andromeda friends.
Yeah.
You've had, I'm just looking at this here. In 2012, you had a new vision, you said, you write the, your friends had come down from the sky. They wore golden arms and were riding on white horses, carrying the message, "The time has come. Get ready." Is that for the spiritual changes happening now?
Yes. That's the golden energy that I was talking about.
Okay.
These manipulated forces of the dragon family and the good ones. That's happening behind the scenes. So I don't understand everything, and I certainly don't know everything, that's for sure. But I have... I think that I get... The messages I get is more of a... confirmation that mm-hmm. everything will be fine and we don't need to worry about these things because we are, you know, there are so many people out there that are channeling that we don't get any help from outside. We are the ones that we have been waiting for and mm-hmm. we have to do everything ourselves. But, you know, we are a part of a galactic alliance. The
yes.
Earth are actually a part of that galactic alliance now.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not alone. Mm-hmm. I think that people need to start to understand that. But people also need to understand that we are capable of so much more than we have ever imagined. I mean, it's time for us to really wake up and start using our whole brain, actually,
mm-hmm.
and understanding that things that we might think are very strange are actually... abilities that we have had hidden for us mm-hmm. for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole, everyone on Earth are actually developing psychic abilities at the time. They are starting to hear, they are starting to see, and they are starting to telepathically communicate with each other, but they don't dare to really believe in it.
Right.
But we are all able to do it. It's not like it's something special about me or about God or anyone. It's, everyone can do this, and we need to actually... Robert Scott said to me that you need the confidence, and that is so true.
Mm-hmm.
You need the confidence to actually use the force that we all have within.
Well, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, Emma. And I know, Scott, you've talked about from your friends in the Sayre's and the Galactic Alliance about the golden light. I think you've talked about that before.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yes.
Oh, okay. Didn't want to interrupt Emma.
That's okay.
Yes, there's a new ray. People have heard of the 7 or 8 rays of creation from the divine source or the source behind all life.
Okay.
There's actually a new ray that was brought into creation a little over 3 3/4 years ago, Earth time,
mm-hmm.
out there in the cosmos and many dimensions up from the physical worlds,
mm-hmm.
which brought about a change in the Sayre's, which has brought about a change in the Galactic Alliance, which is focused on removing evil as an experiment on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that never occurred before in galactic history. So what Emma's saying is right on. I mean, we're headed for a quite an unexpected transformation
mm-hmm.
instead of an annihilation.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, what a wonderful thing to share. Emma, you've written so much in your messages from your friends. My listeners and I would love to hear more. So feel free.
I have so much. I don't really know where to start. But,
okay. Well.
The most important thing that really is to know right now is to start to wake up and to to do the things that you need to do to find your confidence in yourself so you can start using this force that is within you, it's under you, it's over you, it's everywhere. And start taking care of yourself, you know, start taking care of your vessel, your mental health, your everything. Start, you know, you should all should really wake up every morning with a smile and thinking, oh, I'm really looking forward to this day. That is what taking care of yourself is all about. And this is what they're telling us. Start enjoying life. Start to be alive. Start to enjoying the moment you are in right here and right now. Don't worry about the past. Let the past be the past. Let the moment be the moment. You know, don't worry about the future. It's so bright. You can't, you know, you can't imagine it unless you have had these visions. And many, many people in the world have had these visions. I've been talking to many people that say that, oh, my God, I've seen the same thing that you are talking about. And yes, we are. We are so many. So don't worry. Be happy. That's a really good message. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic, Emma. And Scott, your friends have been saying the same thing, haven't they, in the Galactic Alliance?
Yeah, and the Thayre's behind them, yes. Basically, that something new is been decided about this planet that all significantly, permanently altered the negative prophesied destiny for this world to one of an uplifting transformation. That, frankly speaking, the hidden leaders and other people on this world who are misdirecting energies and are being intentionally misdirected to do that are all beginning to go through a transformation as well. So I think people are going to start to see some unusual occurrences on this planet in the near future that are of a very positive nature that no one will be able to explain,
well,
but it will be good for everyone.
We've talked about this before, Scott and Emma, on my show, but I wanted to mention it to my many listeners that Fukushima, of course, is in Japan, and they had a terrible accident there in 2011. And up until about 6 months ago, there was this huge plume of radioactive water coming from Fukushima directly headed for Washington State and the U.S. West Coast. Well, I did some water studies back in May, and that plume has disappeared, completely disappeared, not only from Washington, not only from the coast, but also from the entire Pacific. So now that the radiation pollution is limited to the area right around Fukushima in the Sea of Japan in the Pacific, which is it's still tragic that that thing is still polluting the immediate environment. But for the rest of the Pacific and the Washington area, the radiation's gone, completely gone. And Scott, I think this is what you were saying about things happening, that we are getting help from off-world for some of these problems we're having here.
Yeah, you can imagine it. It's very disconcerting to some of the people in control hidden behind the scenes here to watch some of their plans being neutralized in ways they can't explain or control, which is really good for everyone, so including them. So no one's a target here.
Sure. Right. Well, on behalf of my many listeners, I want to thank our friends in the Galactic Alliance for cleaning up the Pacific, because it's not a story you'll find much in the news, except that the scientists are perplexed as what's happened to the radiation.
Exactly.
And if they hadn't have stepped in, I'm afraid that the West Coast would indeed be uninhabitable.
Well, basically, everybody in Japan would be gone already.
Sure.
I mean, that disaster was 100 times worse than Chernobyl, and that killed many millions of people.
Right.
So
right.
Think about that.
Right.
Very important.
Very, very sobering. Emma, we've got about 10 or 12 minutes left, and you've shared these wonderful visions of the future with my listeners, and thank you so much. You talk about in the message that you've gotten that we are one people, and that this separation that people experience from each other is only an illusion, that we are actually all one. Could you explain that a little bit about for my listeners, please?
Yeah. There's many things to say about that, but one thing that I think is very important is that we are coming from different planets in our solar system and other places as well, and we actually came to this Earth to make this Earth a paradise, a 3D dimensional paradise, and then to help the Earth extend into an astral level. And we have been suppressed for many years because there have been other races that I don't want to talk about anymore because they are contained mm-hmm. and they are not a threat anymore. So, mm-hmm. But we have been suppressed earlier, and we have been suppressed to think that we are we had to fight each other and not live in harmony and peace. And mm-hmm. this extension has actually taken a much longer time than it was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we are from different planets, but all these planets are actually working together as one, because if you are in a balanced and a healthy state of mind and living from the heart, you will understand that what you are doing to your brother or sister, you are actually doing to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So, and that is not only about human beings, it's actually about plants and animals and the mineral kingdom. It's about it's everyone, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
We are one. So mm-hmm. that's why I can say that I actually love everyone. And I know that there are people that have asked me, how can you say you love everyone? Because there are people around you that have really hurt you and, mm-hmm. Tortured you, and people that mm-hmm. are in the world that are doing all this bad stuff. And
mm-hmm.
I can say that I love everyone because I know that deep inside we are all from the same source. We mm-hmm. are from this pure love energy. And if it hadn't been for all the suppression and all the manipulation and all the programming about all the evil stuff that have been done, it wouldn't be all this evil on Earth at all. Mm-hmm. And then we would actually be living here in peace and harmony and not hurting each other at all. So I know that in deep inside of everyone, this spirit, this light is still alive. Mm-hmm. So that is what I love with everyone. I don't empower the darkness people. Mm-hmm. I empower the light.
Wonderful, wonderful. Scott, you've shared before this with my many listeners, the hue. Would you mind sharing that again? I think that might be appropriate now to...
Yeah, this is something I shared with everybody in a way in Norway at the disclosure conference there, the mm-hmm. extraterrestrial disclosure conference there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had everybody do this with me because... It the intent of it is for them to take home this tool, including your radio listeners can do this. And I don't never ask them to take my word for anything or just on faith, but to try what I share with them, because doing it will provide them with a certain protection that they need to experience for themselves to understand. And it is an ancient vibratory word that was brought into creation at the beginning of creation. And the extraterrestrial races out there, the highly evolved benevolent ones, use it to keep from ever acquiring a subconscious mind, which means that human beings should not have a subconscious mind, because mm-hmm. when you do, that's how control is issued.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how people get in control in a covert way with people. So this ancient word sets up a link through the pineal gland in the center of the brain, and it allows people to link to the omnipresent spiritual or omnipresent force or living energy that it connects everything in creation together, other dimensions, higher dimensions, other worlds, beings everywhere, all matter. Even in the void of space, it connects everything together. And it is not made of positive and negative energy. Therefore, there isn't good and bad in it. It's beyond that. And when people link into it, that's what they're connecting to. And then it begins a process of waking them up. And the important thing is that people have their own direct experiences with it. Not my word, what I tell them, but they start to have their own connections with beings and masterful teachers, and they get accelerated in their understanding of why they're alive here. And it just sounds like this. A person does this by getting comfortable, taking a few deep breaths, sit in a chair comfortably with the spine relatively straight, or on a bed or on a couch, and then they send out this word, like a sound, a nice round hole tune that they're comfortable with, or they can do it silently inside without using the vocal cords and just imagine it. And it sounds like this. notice when they do this that it vibrates the cranium or the head or the center of the brain upward only into higher centers. So this is something people can experience. And then when they do that two or three times, I ask people to send out this statement, which is a series of words with a holographic images attached to it that sets up a certain kind of safe link, and I mean safe link. And that kind of a link, once they start down this road, begins a process of bringing to the surface all that has been purposefully suppressed or taken from them. And this is the statement that you would do after two or three hues when you're comfortable. You'll feel an energy presence come out of you that is warm and uplifting. And then just say, safely show me purposefully hidden truth on a grand cosmic multidimensional scale and much greater expanded love within it. And then send out the hue again for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, preferably just before you go to bed at night. Because whether people know it or not, they leave their body at night and they haven't been trained or they haven't exercised how to bring back the full awareness of where they go. And this will help awaken that.
Fantastic, Scott. Thank you so much for sharing that.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Emma, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good, Emma. I'm sure your friends from Andromeda have many messages, but we've got about 4 or 5 minutes left, and I wanted to give you the rest of the floor to convey any messages they'd like to give my many listeners now.
Yeah, they are actually telling us to, because I've been talking to many people about this, and I have asked my friends about this, and they say to all of us that, have you ever thought about the artists behind some of your artistical work in this world? Hmm. Like the movies or the books mm-hmm. that just give you this good feeling. Mm-hmm. And they also say that they actually give you images of beauty and fairy tales of forgotten worlds, and they are actually manifesting for you to see what is already inside of your heart.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. So when you go and let's take this, oh my God, I don't remember the name of it, with this blue bean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't remember it.
That's
just
all right.
Just standing still, but Mariette is actually trying to find it now.
That's all right.
Well, I've heard so many times when people go to this movies at the cinema and see movies from other worlds,
mm-hmm.
and they are feeling this recognizing. They're recognizing something. Yes, Avatar. Mm-hmm. I was talking about Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay.
Many people, they were actually crying when they saw Avatar, because deep inside of them, they know that this is actually true. So look at when you are in your, you know, your darkest corner of your life, just look at all the artistical work in the world and also the movies, but choose the good movies, though, because this is actually a reflection of world outside of this universe, that's for sure.
Wonderful.
And these artists, they have a knowing, that's for sure.
Wonderful. We've got about 2 minutes left, and I just wanted to say for people just tuning in, this is the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in North America. We're interviewing today Emma Louise Hansen, who is a direct contactee with the Andromeda Galaxy. We are also very fortunate to have Scott Lemriel, a contactee of the Galactic Alliance, who's had 52 years of face-to-face contact with the Galactic Alliance. And we've got about a minute and a half left. And Emma, I wanted you to have the rest of the floor, except that I wanted to say also that please stay tuned, because we'll be interviewing Robert Perella, is an internationally acclaimed author of The Divine Blueprint and the new revised edition of The Divine Architect. He will be coming on the air here a few minutes after 3. So please stay tuned for the second hour of the show. But Emma, go right ahead. You've got a little more than a minute. Please wrap it up.
Okay. I just want to say to you, Ailea, and remember to take care of yourself and each other. Love each other deeply. And make the best out of every moment you have. I know there is so much suffering in the world, and many people may think that, ah, it's easy for you to say that sitting in Norway is a peaceful country and everything. But believe me, I have been through things in my life. I know about darkness. I know about all that. So, but be peaceful, be mindful, and take care of each other. Please, please, spread love, spread so much love that you are glowing. Mm-hmm. I'm just asking you, please. Unconditional love. That's the key word.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Ted?
Yeah, Scott, go right ahead.
I wanted to say the hue again real quick, and you should repeat for the listeners Emma's email address again.
Okay.
Because it wasn't, you tried to repeat it, but it didn't get the last, it wasn't clear what the last of her email
okay.
was, Emma
okay.
at Emma something or other.
Okay, I'll go
so
ahead.
So I wanted to do the hue real quick, because when I listened to the radio show when I was offline, it sounded distorted. I was too close to the phone. Just for your listeners.
Okay, 5 seconds.
Like
go ahead, my friend.
You, that's it. You gotta,
okay.
If you could let us know Emma's email address again.
All right, Emma at Emma, V-E-R-D-E-N dot N-O for Norway. Thanks, my friends, so much for listening. And Emma and Scott, thanks so much for coming on.